You're listening to podcasts from the Congressional Internet Caucus Advisory Committee, www.netcaucus.org.
he want to use to judge this body. The first metric is the president's own speech during the campaign in Haven for him, where he promised a number of things, where he said that cybersecurity would be one of his three new national security issues, where he promised an advisor with direct access to him. In his speech, he said the advisor would have direct access. We don't know what that means, but it's still pretty good. But the model of the produced speech. increases a lot of communication strain that involves an infrastructure, right, require a different solution. And I think that you see that it's the crisis in the report. The transparent process, it might not have been a wonderful process, too, but at least it was fairly transparent. And people put the report together, brought in a lot of stakeholders to talk to them. What we're looking for going forward is whether there is similar transparency in the execution of the program. Thank you. information. And if I do a lot, is it a good idea? So dual adding isn't a problem as long as you can make decisions. Dual adding means gridlock, and that's to be determined. But it worked okay under Clinton. So that's kind of what's happening is we're seeing a return to the 90s.
Looking early on, Richard Clark was there. He worked with both Homeland and National Security, so he was dual adding as well. It's a big piece, though, is the United States tends to be very hour-focused. It's military. It's got international. Bringing the economic side to it is great. It's got some domestic side that we largely didn't consider before. We tended to militarize cyberspace and make the security out of a very military type of thing, or State Department type of thing, where you do negotiations, diplomatic style. If you bring in economics, that's a fresh piece that hasn't been there before. Whether the dynamics work out between the two councils, whether that individual can answer to both hats, I think that's going to be a personality trait. That's the one that you have to know who you think to be the czar. It's key to work with those individuals to get along with them. But having economics in there is a key piece of the century. It's very different from our approaches to the past couple of decades.
Thank you.
since its inception over 10 years ago. We've had a growing electronic agreement and preceded by the
Thank you.
losses. Standards, state bodies, so on and so on, 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 space to those who are different on the side. There are analogies, but there's a lot of differences. Maybe just
one of the things that I think is very important in the report is the notion that Germany has a role in the currency as a whole. And what I see is heavy-handed governmental regulation telling the private sector what they have to do to protect their own currency. Thank you. see them.